This is an MUT Radio podcast.
The sounds of other day saying rise up here on MUT Radio. Yes, I bring you closer to your models. Hey, hi, Samuel C. Nosi Pesihle Keswa. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Welcome to the show. I'm good.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're such a beautiful honey.
Oh, thank you.
I love African girls, eh? I truly love them. So today, Pesihle, I want to know more about you, ne?
Mm-hmm.
Who is Pesihle?
Right. Yes, so Pesihle. I am the eldest child of five children.
Wow.
I am an entrepreneur.
Wow.
I am a model.
Mm-hmm.
And I love music.
Woo! Me and you, same sort of group, hey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, Pesihle. Mm-hmm. You love music, and also you are at the pageant world, and also you're an entrepreneur. How do you find yourself there?
Okay, for me, I feel like it was aligned because one of my businesses, okay, I'm in the beauty industry and then it's sort of education.
Mm-hmm.
That one, I feel like it was aligned to our advocacy.
Yeah. Mm, true.
I'll just say it's reaching out because I deal with assisting kids identify the area of gifting and then we sort of try to assist them to get to where they want to be.
Oh wow. Pesihle, you have a gift, hey? Ulandeli
kamalako.
You know.
Sipo esihle.
So I'm interested to know, ne? Usipesihle wazalelwa phakhulela phoyinjani Sipesihle? Jbrio esemncane.
Okay, I was born in Durban, Mlazi. I was very shy. I struggled with low self-esteem.
Mm.
I was a victim of bullying.
Mm.
I schooled at Pasi Rustem J Primary School. I went to three high schools. It was Interfellowship, and then it was Love Christian Academy, and then Durban Academy.
Mm. Oh, wow. Mm. Different schools, different personnel. You are a good communicator, hey? Because for me, I went to two high schools, but it was a lot for me. Okay, I have to mix some friends, new friends. And how did you get that as a person? Okay, I have to come to the school, Gimosha. I have to make up friends in the school and sing a susak, sing another school. How did you manage that?
I think I never really worried much about making friends.
Mm-hmm.
My goal was simple. I make it to matric and get my desired results.
Wow.
Right? So I believe if I am in the right track, I will attract the right people.
Mm. Yeah.
So I knew, Oguti, if I am like this, then automatically friends will come who are in the same journey.
Wow. You're such an eloquent speaker. You're giving me Miss World, Miss South Africa. You know, you speak your truth, hey?
Speaking about, I heard you mentioning that you were a victim of bullying.
Yes.
And you struggled a lot with low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
Then what made you, like, what inspired you to venture into modeling? If umuntu odlule into enzima kanjeni? Like, yini legqugquzelile ukuthi okay angibe to come out of ukutshengisa abantu ukuthi here I am.
Mm-hmm.
I love the question. Because a part of it was overcoming that.
Mm.
You know?
Mm.
because I don't know, society has a certain image of perfection.
Yes.
Right? And if you don't fit there, you are criticized, you are called names and etc. So for me, I told myself that in order to do what I was born for, I need to be authentically me.
True.
So I wanted to also encourage others with my journey, with my story, to not conform to what they are being called, but to be that which they know they are.
It's so true. That is very true. And you actually inspire me as well. I feel inspired by you. Thank you so much. And you're clearly passionate about what you do, like being a model. Do you see yourself in the level of your Zozibini, being in big pageants like Miss SA in the future? Like,
in the future, definitely.
Absolutely. Why not? Why not? Eh? Why not?
Yes, in the future, definitely.
Oh, that's so good. Like, okay, I want to know specifically, have you faced rejection maybe
in the pageant world?
In the pageant world, like, con rejection, or and how did you deal with it if you have faced a rejection?
Okay, so I recently joined pageantry.
Oh, okay.
This is like my first pageant. But I have been in modeling. I can't really say I have faced much rejection in this industry, because again, when you have what they look for in terms of maybe your body and etc., it sort of like puts you at an advantage. So I wouldn't say I faced a lot of rejection when it came to
the pageant,
to modeling as a whole. Yeah.
So I'm interested to know specifically, what are you working towards to right now? The present specifically, if we're speaking about specifically right now, you're in modeling, and how are you holding in? You would say, okay, right now I have to be a face of young girls, and I have to act this way, I have to do this, and how do you own it?
I must say, it does come with a bit of pressure.
Yeah, definitely. Because, wow.
It does come with pressure. But I feel, well, I believe, ukuthi, if I stand up for my truth, then automatically I will be an inspiration.
True.
And I will be an inspiration and a source of motivation for others. Secondly, I think it goes back to values and principles that you live by. With me, I wouldn't say nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect at all. But there are certain values that I uphold. For example, just being kind.
True.
You don't need money for that. It's costly. It is costly because nothing is for free. Being kind, it is costly, but the outcome is rewarding even for you.
It truly pays.
And to answer, I think it was divided into two, your question. The first part, it was encouraging. Please remind me.
And also, how do you embody the character of being a miss, or being in the pageant, being a modeler, being strong? Because lots of us, we always perceive you guys as modelers to be like, okay, you have to be strong, you have to be confident, even though now, and you also go through your personal issues, your mental health. How do you take care of your mental health?
Sure. Yeah, it's a lot.
I know.
It is a lot. I think there you will need your family.
Definitely.
Yes, it supports kakhulu from your family. I I have mentors.
Mm-hmm.
So I have mentors in the different fields. For mm-hmm. example, as I'm in modeling, I have a mentor in modeling.
Mm-hmm.
I have a mentor for just my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Then there is also, yes, a mentor in business.
Mm-hmm.
So mentorship. And then I know in mentorship, when you choose a mentor, you would trust. Mm-hmm. So you are able to confide about certain things that you wouldn't just tell anyone.
True.
Then thirdly, I would say it is, I spend a lot of time with myself.
Mm.
I find it very therapeutic, you know. Ha! Gym. I mm-hmm. hit the gym.
Well, I was about to ask that because you look very slim, good, fit. Mm. And you
have to take care of your physical health.
You don't go to gym. I don't trust you. Hey, I truly don't trust you.
So, yes. No, I hit the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then I have those few close friends
mm-hmm.
that if I know Guti, I'm having a mental breakdown now, I reach out to this particular group.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously, the friends will
always,
of
yeah,
course.
They always come up. Oh, wow. Yeah,
they always come through.
They come through.
Especially for a young girl who's listening right now and who truly want to come to join you guys in a pageant world, mm-hmm. what advice will you give?
Okay. I think my number one advice would be you are worthy mm-hmm. and you are deserving.
Mm.
It is not for certain people. And as long as you have a dream and you believe in it, you can achieve it.
Mm.
So take action. Don't just keep dreaming, but make the first initiative or the first step.
I hope you're listening. I hope you are taking notes.
Yeah, I hope
notes.
These young girls are taking notes.
Mm-hmm. Especially, where do you see you especially in nice 5 years, next 5 years, 3 years? What can we expect in especially as well?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to... Okay. The first, I think, in business,
mm-hmm.
be ready for my own products.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you will see me in more, much bigger platforms.
Mm-hmm.
I would have competed in this essay, so please watch the space.
Watch the space, girl. Listen, I'm very interested to see you in the next 5 years and I'm about to follow you right now because
mm-hmm.
I'm really interested in you particular. So how do you take, because I won't let you, I'm a model, I don't let them go off in the studio without answering this question. How do you take care of your skin routine? Because
yes.
all of you guys, you always shiny, radiant, you're always beautiful. Like, how do you take care of your skin
really?
Routine? Give us that advice.
Okay. I barely use products
mm-hmm.
for my skin particularly. Okay, Jackies.
Yes,
of course. Number one.
Yes.
And of course, Siakoba.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to my face,
mm-hmm.
I don't use soap. The only time I would use soap is when I feel it's okay, girl.
I mean,
it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
Then I use Dove.
Oh.
Because the other thing, I actually have a problem with eczema.
Mm.
So, yeah. But recently, I started using this turmeric mask.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we're trying to
taking
get the
tips, guys. Taking tips. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, yeah. It's actually not much. It's not much.
Mm.
So I think for you, just find what works for you. Understand your skin type. If you have dry skin, you know which products to stick to and avoid using a lot of products.
Mm.
True. I want to ask this question before I let you go. Also, it pops in my mind right now because I'm looking at you with the time you're speaking, and also your background. You spoke about being abused in high school. For those high school young girls and boys too, about abuse in Google,
who are being bullied
right now, mm-hmm. who being bullied, and how should they take care of that? How should they address, or how should they become a bigger person kuloma environment kanjalo?
Okay, I think firstly, love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
First, be happy with who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that will help you to not easily take in what is being said by others.
Mm.
Then secondly, the way I dealt with it, it took me to understand that the fact that they're pointing out something, it means they are short of something within. So I think it's a moment for you to also actually reach out. Most of them, I remember, okay, I will talk about this incident.
Please.
There was, okay, well, Minage, it was from primary to high school, hey?
Mm-hmm.
But the last one, oh my God, it was grade 12.
Mm.
This boy was kept on calling me a demon. Right.
Mm.
So whenever I would come, there would be reactions, responses, and words spoken, and etc. So first time I kept quiet. Second time I was like, okay, what did I do to him? What is it that is actually bothering him that makes him to point out what he doesn't like in me? And I went and spoke to him. And funny enough, it was a misunderstanding. He felt as though I look at myself or perceive myself as better.
Oh.
But it's like, I didn't say anything.
Why?
I didn't do anything. And I actually apologized. I apologized for making him feel that way.
Yo.
Because it should be kungenzeka futhi at the same time ukuthi mhlawumbe khona into engayisho, you know, I thatha personally because of his vulnerable state. Right? Njoba ngisengishilo ukuthi abantu abaningi who are abusive ingoba it's a way of dealing with something
in their
ngaphakathi bona.
Yes.
So I apologized, and he actually came back, I think it was a day later or two, and thanked me. He was like, thank you so much. It was genuinely a misunderstanding. And we were good. Amen. So I think, yes, it would be just that. Be happy with who you are, because then you won't respond in a manner that will also further destroy you and them. And also try to reach out in a way you deem fit in that situation. Because, for example, mina njoba ngibiza ngamagama, I knew already ukuthi the fact that it demon nje automatically it's like, okay, so it has to do with the behavior. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
So what does he see in me that makes him think
you're a demon? Like, oh my word.
So it was like, oh, okay, cool. Gandhi, there were incidents before that. He would just stand in the middle of Mhlambe ground and call me names. This one time I was sitting with my cousin, Sasfundandawonye, that time. She was so confused because, see, what is happening?
Imagine, like, I'm trying to think, especially. I'm looking at you right now, and what are you saying right now? It's totally different things. Cause you are beautiful. You're an eloquent speaker. Like, I don't know. I truly don't know. If I was there, I would fight for you. For real. Cause I'm really stunned right now.
This incident matches what we are celebrating today, which is National Peace Day. So you made peace with that guy. Shout out to you.
Peace with self first, then peace with others.
Thank you so much for teaching us that.
You can't give what you don't have, hey?
True.
Yeah.
You can't give what you don't have. So if you don't love yourself, you won't be able to love others correctly.
Other people.
Man. Thank you so much, Sipesile. Where can we get you on the social media platforms to follow you? We want to know more about Sipesile. I'm that person.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, my personal account on IG is Sipesihle Keswa.
Mm-hmm.
TikTok, it was Miss K.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was using that for the kids.
Yeah.
Oh, Miss K.
Yeah, Miss K.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. Oh, I nearly gave out my number. No.
I'm sure right now they're like, give us. I'm sure right now, like, oh, come on. Why not? But thank you so much for joining us on the MUT Radio.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.